Tinyan Simon Reish Nun, we said that one should try an Erev Shabbos to be personally involved in preparing for Shabbos. Even as many avodim, slaves and servants, are serving him, he's trying to personally be involved in preparing something for the Tzarech of Shabbos in order to mechabed Shabbos. Rav Chista would cup the vegetables very small himself on Erev Shabbos. Rabban of Yosef would chop the wood. Rav Zera would light the fire. Rav Nachman would clean the house and put away things that are not needed for Shabbos and take out the kelim for Shabbos. Everyone should learn from this and not say it's bazillion in my covet, it doesn't pass for me to be personally involved in preparing for Shabbos. That's good for your covet if you're a respectable person, that you're mechabed Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch is the ishtadl, we should try to be personally involved. The Bir Halacha brings the Rambam says a person has chayiv, has a chayiv to be personally involved, at least one of these things. More than just maybe mitzvah, but yes, mishtucha, more than mitzvah, maybe it's a chayiv. And the Bir Halacha backs off and says, maybe even according to the Rambam, it's not a full-fledged chayiv, it's ke'en a chayiv, it's similar to a chayiv, because of covered Shabbos. And the Rambam understands it must be almost a chayiv, always chasha maram, would not have stopped learning in order to be involved in the parent for Shabbos. But it's not a full-fledged chayiv, it's almost like a chayiv. In Mishnah Berura, he explains that covered Shabbos is a mitzvah that's mutal on everybody, the karos of the Shabbos, oneg, the ptoish Hashem, achubot, the machabot Shabbos, and mitzvah ba'yesim mishluchai, and all the mitzvahs really a mitzvah ba'yesim mishluchai. In the Sharetzin, he wonders what happened to the halacha, that mitzvah is efshe lasa de'echim, you could do it through others, you don't have to do it yourself. The halachas are not mevatel tam Torah. It's better to learn, say and learn, than do a mitzvah if others could do the mitzvah. Here also, his shluchim, the people in his house, they could do the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos. Why should you stop learning to do it? And the Sharetzin answers, the Mishnah answers in the Sharetzin two terutzim. Either because that's only referring to a mitzvah, let's say gemilas chasadim. That's not mutal, it doesn't fall on any individual person. Someone's got to do it. So there's no one else to do besides you. You should stop learning and you should do it. There's others who can do it, so rather you should say and learn, and they should do the mitzvah of Gnes Chasodim. Here, the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is a chiyah that's mutal on each individual. So even you could get out of it with a shliach, on that we say mitzvah bo yisr mishlucha, rather do it yourself, even if it's on the cheshm of learning, means you have to close the Gemara for some time in order to do it. A different teretz, the Sharetzion writes, is that Kavod Shabbos is more chomer than other mitzvahs. The special mitzvah Kavod Shabbos is higher than other mitzvahs, and therefore, even if it's Tam Chacham, and you should spend this whole day learning, you should give up some time of learning in order to the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Sfarim write the person should be Mahar b'tshuva and Mefash Meisav try to Pesach and Meisav to tshuva every Erev Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos Malkasah, the Kala Malkasah, Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, so to speak. It's not appropriate to Mekabel Hashchina when you're wearing the dirty clothing of all of your Averis. Rather, try to do tshuva, then you'll be wearing clean clothing, so to speak, to Mekabel Shabbos. When a spider webs in the house, just try to clear them away, as one's supposed to clean up his house every Shabbos to cover Shabbos, and certainly sweep the floor from dirt and dust on the floor. That's all part of Kavod Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah says to imagine, being from Chayodim, imagine if a chosh of a guest coming, a king was coming to your house. How much you would clean the house and make the beds to cover the king coming to your house, the Melech Basar Adam. Certainly an honor of Shabbos and Malkasam. Everyone should learn from these great Amaram that they gave up from the learning in order to personally be involved in preparing the Kavod Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah says, especially on the short winter Fridays, when there's not so much time to grave for Shabbos, and especially if it's getting late in the day, he has to be Isaac with all strength to make sure that everything's ready in time for Shabbos. Always Chas V'Shalom would come to Chilul Shabbos if things are not ready in time for Shabbos, and the people in the house might end up being Mechal Shabbos preparing when Shabbos already began. And that's why he writes, so many Anshim Isaac, daily terror, that personally swept the floor themselves on the short Fridays in the winter, Shum Chas V'Shalom would come to Chilul Shabbos, and if there's no one else who's able to do it, or if there's not time for the Shluchim and other people in the house to do it, then you have to do it yourself. The Ramah says, that person should sharpen the knife in their Shabbos, covered Shabbos, the knife should be sharp and prepared ready for achila to use it to cut the food. I'm not sure how much it applies to our knives nowadays, which are sharper, always sharp. But the Mishnah brings to the free, it brings the possibility that by sharpening the knife, make sure it's sharp, it could avoid problems with shalom bias. That knife is sharp, it could be used to cut the food properly. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yare basav yai mekdonis kvicholta. A person should have meat and wine and good food as much as able to. And Mishnah Berurah says, we learned about this previously in Simon Reish Mambeis. Now, the next Simon, Simon Reish Nanav, starts off with a very powerful line. Someone does malach on Erev Shabbos and Zman Mincha on Einu Roi Simon Bracha. He will not see Simon Bracha. Mishnah Berurah explains it means he will not see Simon Bracha of that malach. And even if he makes money, appears to make money over here, he'll lose money somewhere over else in order to even that. He won't gain anything for doing malach on Erev Shabbos and Mincha on. We have to know what type of malach this means. What does it mean from Mincha on? What exactly, which Zman Mincha is referring to? Mechagdar, Mechatana. And what it means by doing malach? Mishnah Berurah is pragmati, doing business is mutter after Zman Mincha, since it's not a hardcore malacha. Although the Gemara's mashma, the appropriate time for the closest store and his business is sometime before the Zman Malachas Neiris, but it might be sometime after Mincha. And with Hashem, as we move on to the Siman, we'll learn more what this means by doing malacha on Erev Shabbos and on what it means in a Roi Siman Bracha.